Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, cloudy, breezy today. We'll have a high of only about 30 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 28, in Burlington 25, Milwaukee 29, and 28 degrees in Racine. The Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking held an event last night inside of Great Lakes Church at 9605 Spring Street that featured Nancy Yarbrough as guest speaker. She's a survivor of human trafficking and the founder of Fresh Start Learning in Milwaukee.
And now she's an advocate in Milwaukee. She's worked with over 700 to 800 victims. She runs support groups. She's out on the street. She's a very fascinating individual.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Carrie Hammig, the executive director of the coalition, also talking about their big February 3rd fundraiser at the Masonic Temple. She notes that human trafficking is now the number two criminal enterprise in the world behind drug trafficking, with a low estimate of 27 million victims, but projected to reach number one status within the next 5 years. Kenosha State Representative Todd Onstad believes that the Department of Justice ought to be dedicating a toll-free hotline for anybody to call if they feel they've been the victim of a hate crime. The Democrats circulating a bill for co-signatures to try to also help those who believe that they witness a hate crime. A similar bill being circulated by Milwaukee Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson. The coordinator of the Stop Child Abuse and Neglect Program for Lutheran Social Services went before the Racine Unified School Board this week, seeking help from the district to fund their classroom efforts in the next budget. Karen Featherston noting that the SCAN message has been taught in the district for over 30 years at no cost.
We present lessons in 4K, 5K, 2nd, 4th, and 6th graders across the district and are written into the Family Life curriculum. Last year, SCAN taught more than 6,000 Racine Unified students to recognize abuse, to disclose it, and to identify sources of support. Above all, we teach that abuse is never the fault of the child.
She said in addition to directly helping students, the message of SCAN strengthens the community. But she said their funding is now in jeopardy to provide free SCAN lessons. They suggested to cut costs by having teachers and counselors take over some of the efforts in the classroom for SCAN, according to Featherston, really not in the best interest of students. She's asking that the district maybe pony up some money that would help in the effort. The trial of Andrew Obregon in Kenosha County on dozens of charges is now scheduled to begin on Monday. He's accused of a 2015 crime spree across Kenosha and Racine counties after being named a suspect in the death of a Kenosha man whose body was discovered in a town of Paris cornfield. Obregon eluded deputies in both counties, often driving into various farm fields before being arrested in Lake County, Illinois. He's charged with more than 30 felonies, including first-degree intentional homicide. There was a motion hearing yesterday in Kenosha Circuit Court. Judge Chad Kirkman ruling Obregon's trial will remain on the schedule with jury selection on Monday. A fleeing vehicle from Fond du Lac County reported stolen in the city of Racine eventually stopped. A handful of juveniles taken into custody. A sheriff's deputy tried to pull over the car for an issue with the license plate, but it kept going onto I-41 and into Washington County. It took two attempts with spike sticks to stop the vehicle. It ended up in a ditch in the village of Menominee Falls. Four of the six occupants took off on foot, five eventually taken into custody, most of them juveniles from the city of Milwaukee. And it's so old that replacement parts are no longer available. And considering this involves the fire alarm system at Racine Unified's McKinley Middle School, it explains why the Board of Education saw fit to authorize the six-figure replacement cost. District Facilities Director Brian Arnold explaining the alarm system, not originally on the to-do list, but it needs to get done.
It's failing and parts cannot be found to replace or repair it to make it functional. So we put out a bid for fire alarms. We received two bids. The bid ranged from $229,774 to $247,000.
Arnold explaining a local company, Electrical Systems and Services, offered the best option out of the two bidders. Contract to require removal of the old fire alarm system and installation of the new one, which the school board approved unanimously. The United Way of Racine County's victory celebration held last night at Festival Hall. It was announced that the campaign goal of $5 million came up just a little bit short at $4.975 million. President and Chief Executive Officer Rod Prouty telling the many volunteers and community members, still quite an accomplishment. Funding will be targeted at programs and projects this year as chosen by committee. Honors also doled out last night in Sinkerator among the Live United large businesses, Unico and Regal Union Grove for medium businesses, the Racine County Food Bank among the small businesses. CRB's John Rowland for employee campaign coordinator with the small business group, Jeff Reidenbach from Community State Bank, the medium businesses, Marcia Banneke and Kelly Mold from Johnson Financial for the large businesses. Refinancing a loan on a property purchase that usually involves reducing the number of years to pay it off. Racine Unified School Board this week voted in favor of expanding the loan language to buy the Sportsplex in Sturtevant from 10 to 20 years. Board member John Heckenlively with the dubious distinction of reading the entire resolution to meet the legal requirements, which took, by the way, more than 3 minutes.
Be it further resolved that the Racine School District shall levy upon all taxable property within the district a direct and irrepealable annual tax sufficient for paying the principal and interest on this loan when due. Be it further resolved, we acknowledge that should the Racine School District default on this loan, BCPL is required to, under Wisconsin State Statute Section 24.70, to intercept any state payments that may be otherwise due the Racine School District.
Again, that's just part of the language. The longer payment period reduces the dollar amount over the 20 years on that $5.2 million borrowing through the State Trust Fund Loan Program, something the school board approved unanimously. Sportsplex is going to continue renting out space for activities, but it's also the relocation site for the real school. City of Burlington, one of five new municipalities accepted into the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Connect Communities program, designed to advance downtown and urban corridor revitalization efforts. It was created to support and complement the Wisconsin Main Street program, which began back in 1987. Burlington and the four other municipalities chosen makes it a total of 66 participants now in the Connect Communities program. Well, as Racine officials wait, along with their counterparts from Oshkosh and Sheboygan and the Milwaukee Bucks, to decide a location for their new Developmental League team, the Oshkosh Common Council approved plans this week to break ground for an arena at an old furniture factory site. BizTimes reports those plans call for a 3,500-seat arena to anchor a business district complete with offices, shops, restaurants, and entertainment. The Bucks, meanwhile, have said little during the months-long process of finding a city after initially targeting last autumn and then suggesting Thanksgiving. Racine's proposal, which includes a hotel, targets a vacant lakefront site, though that project still needs financial partners. Mayor John Dickert saying first priority for an event center, though, would be a minor league hockey team, but it would be great if the Bucks also chose Racine. A new events coordinator for Real Racine is coming from a marketing promotions deal in retail, and she's really chomping at the bit for the 2017 tourism season to unfold, working on all kinds of different projects and ideas.
It's actually been a smooth transition. I was a little nervous about that. What I did at Bonton, outside of the actual work, was create relationships with our vendors. I worked with printers every day. We had a great relationship, and that is what I liked most about my job there. So now I just get to do that and meet all new people.
On WRJN's Community Conversations, Carrie Grieving, who's from Oak Creek, said she never knew Racine had so much to offer. She points out the first weekend in May is going to be the kickoff of the summer season of events. The American Junior Golf Association, first time in Wisconsin, hosting a tournament at the Meadowbrook Country Club. And for those of you from around southeast Wisconsin to go to Summerfest, you're going to be seeing a new name connected to the annual music festival over the next few years in a couple of locations. First, the Marcus Amphitheater is going to be replaced with construction of a new facility beginning in 2019 or 2020, and the Marcus name replaced by American Family Insurance. It'll have 18,000 seats, space on the grass for another 5,000, but better restaurant options, more bathrooms, and new hospitality areas. The event itself is going to officially be known as Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.